Good afternoon. This is Mark Goh with Tethered Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, July 20th. Grains closed mixed with December corn down 4 cents, closing at 335 and three quarters. November beans up a nickel, closing $9 even money. September wheat down 12 and three quarter cents, 522 and three quarters. One interesting point out here, the August beans closed at 903, so the puts and calls. Calls are now 3 cents in the money with just 4 days to go here. So we'll see if they can get a little bit more exciting. But we need some kind of good spark out here to see that. Exports this morning were good on the corn, 1.15. Not bad on the wheat, 500. And the soybeans were very light at 4.2. The wheat's down 12 and three quarters here today. I think as much because we haven't seen any Chinese announcements on the wheat. We did see a Chinese announcement on the beans today, but only 132,000 metric tons. But everybody was talking that the Chinese were huge buyers in the wheat, and we haven't seen any real evidence of that. We've broken over 30 cents off the highs from last week. So, you know, it just doesn't look great. But if we get confirmation, I suppose we'll take a rally up here. I don't see any other reason for the wheat to be down. The dollar is down 9 ticks at 95.80. This could be the second lower close under 96 cents in a row, which would be very positive if you're looking for lower prices in the dollar, which I am. I think the dollar is way, way overpriced in here. But for the time being, it is what it is. But if the dollar works considerably lower, that should certainly help the wheat market out here. Beans up a nickel. I guess they're still looking for hot and dry weather in August. That's where we're going to make the bean crop. The export sales were lousy, but we did have the export sale to China, so that was a little bit helpful. It's interesting, the oil made a new high for this leg of the move. The August closed a tick higher. The December closed a tick lower, so a little bit of rejection out of these higher prices in bean oil. But the meal came back to close strong. The Dease meal was up 280, closed to 296.90. That was almost $5 off its lows. So I like the fact that maybe we can see the bean market being led up by the meal again. I really don't see much else out here. We'll get the crop ratings tonight. I would think corn would be improved. I think beans should be steady. But, you know, longer term, we turn it hot and dry in August, the beans will. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-GT-HEDGE.